Metro in the Morning. It's your man, DJ Metro, hanging out with Jay Blaze.
What's happening, man? What's happening?
Man, you know what? The GOAT, Tom Brady, I don't care for him, but I'm just starting off like that.
Look, you can't not care for Tom Brady and be from Michigan. I don't care if you're a Michigan State fan, if you're an Eastern Michigan fan, Tom Brady is from Michigan. Hail to the victors. He rocked that maize and blue, and he is the GOAT.
Well, he did his thing. Now,
he did his thing.
Now, he did correct me if I'm wrong.
Uh-huh.
Who won the Super Bowl last year?
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Patrick Kansas Mahomes. City Chiefs.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Tom Brady mm-hmm. goes from a winning franchise.
Yeah.
To a franchise that hadn't been in the Super Bowl since what? Doug Williams? Is that right? Or
I don't know. No. They won a Super Bowl maybe 03-04 when Warren Sapp was there.
Okay.
Back in the early 2000s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds like the same era almost, but.
No, oh no.
Okay.
About
okay.
15 years
okay. Well, you
Doug
know,
Williams.
You know. I'm out of here at times, but okay.
But they haven't won. It's been about 15, 16 years since they've had a Super Bowl appearance or anything substantial in the playoffs. So, like you're saying, to go from a winning situation
right.
to a Jameis Winston situation where he liked to bite W's, you know, and you say, I'm going to do it. And he did it.
That's incredible. I'm not gonna say it's unbelievable. I'll just say it's incredible to have that show of stamina, that poise. I mean, you go from this franchise to this franchise. You're winning every time over here almost.
Right.
And you come over here out the gate and you win it.
I'm a Tom Brady fan. Been a Tom Brady fan since Michigan.
But he deflates footballs, and that just kind of you know.
Tom Brady,
you know how they do.
We're talking about a game, so you have to understand your strengths and your weaknesses. And he plays to the strengths, and he kind of plays to the weaknesses too.
Uh-huh.
So if you think you got him on the weakness side, he had already figured out, this is what they're gonna do. That's my win, and he somehow plays off of whatever you He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT.
Okay. I mean, I have to give it to him. He handled business.
He did. And it was effortless. I said this the other day. The first game that they played in the season, Kansas City spanked the Bucks.
Uh-huh.
They spanked them. It was a gimme game. We're not going to show y'all anything that we're doing.
Mm.
We just going to put our second, third string cats in. We going to get a little rest. We're going to put our main quarterback in. We're going to run our offense, but it's not going to be what you're going to see if we meet in the Super Bowl.
Mm.
They had no answers for simple Gronk seam routes. Everybody know if Gronk is on the line, he's going down the seam, straight up the field. They had no answer for it, and they caught Kansas City at the right time. And
at
that's
the
what
right
you get.
Time.
Just like Mike used to do. You know, right. Mike has set you up. And, you know, if it was one-on-one, he's going to come down and do maybe one move two, three times. And then on that fourth time, he's going to
give you the business.
And he's about to hit you in the mouth. Yes. That sums up being a GOAT. You just understand what to do in any situation. So shout out to Tom Brady and the Bucks and the coaching staff.
The coaching staff.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to say all brothers, but I believe that it's maybe five or six brothers and a young lady that's on their coaching staff. They coached a Super Bowl win.
So what's going on with the governor's competition?
Well, you know, you got people stepping out in the game, trying to, you know, throw their name out there. And in the beginning, people always have to catch your attention. So I think that's what we're seeing now. With this gentleman, his last name is Chang, C-H-N-G-E.
Okay.
I believe he's from the Detroit area, but he lives in Grand Rapids.
Okay.
Or either he's from Grand Rapids. There's a Detroit connection, but he's here in Grand Rapids, Michigan. But I heard his name for the first time this morning, and about 30 minutes ago, it was yesterday evening. I saw a post It wasn't yesterday evening. It was earlier today or yesterday. I'm not sure when it was, but I saw the post. And his platform, one of the things that he's running on is getting rid of Black History Month.
Yeah, you can't do that.
No, you got to ask why.
You can't do
you
that.
You got to ask why.
Okay, tell me why.
Because
you,
it's...
You can't
it's
do
it's
that.
Racist. It's racist. This is from what he's saying. And American history is bigger than Black history. And everyone's history needs to be included. So America is more than just Black history. So this is what he's pushing. He's pushing for an American History Month. And he's pushing to remove Black History Month.
And now this is a Black guy, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, actually, you know what? Let me see if I can find it real quick.
So no more Cinco de Mayo, right?
This is what he said. Can I read it in my voice? Hey, can I do my voice? I'll cancel Black History Month in Michigan. It's offensive, unfair, maybe illegal. Americans from all backgrounds deserve a revered history. I'll declare American History Month for February.
For February.
His name is Austin Changi.
Yeah.
He's on a nice blue suit with that bright red tie.
I mean, that's, you know which way that's going. But,
oh, we know.
You know, that's interesting because he would have to cancel everything.
Name him.
You know, so I can't name him. Named but one. I already named Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo,
so you have
Fat
to get rid
Tuesday,
of all that, you know, everything that goes down.
I mean, what else we got? It's just so many different things are going to have to be canceled. And the whole thing is, what he's missing, and when people talk like this, what they're missing, it's not the fact that we're highlighting. It's not about highlighting. It's about celebrating and connecting to the history. And in that history, there is an ugly narrative, right? That is absolutely true. That if we forget it, my daddy used to tell me all the time, all the old folks used to say, if you forget your history, you're bound to repeat it. So if it's not only about forgetting and repeating, but it's about teaching our children where we come from so they have pride in themselves and in people that look like them. It's so much bigger than just making somebody feel bad. It's not even about making somebody feel bad because we're talking about Black people all month. It's 1 month. 1 month.
So what just comes to my brain would be that he would have to cancel Juneteenth.
Juneteenth.
As well.
That's not going to happen. Because they just, as of right now, isn't Juneteenth the federal holiday? Didn't they make that switch last
summer? I'm
sure
they probably did, yeah. Because it's been going on in Texas. So I found out about Juneteenth when I was like 19 years old.
Yeah.
I was like, what is Juneteenth?
Yep.
And so I got a firsthand history on it at the age of 19 or what have you. So it's just now kind of migrating this way in the last few years or what have you to where we're starting to celebrate it more. But, you know, it's so much that we have brought to this country, that done to this country.
Let me adjust you. Not brought.
Well, I'm saying
built
once we, okay, use built.
Built.
Okay, use that word then. And for someone just to take, like you say, that pride that we have in everything that's instilled in us, you know, it's kind of crazy, whack, or whatever you want to call it.
And what's crazier is that person looks like us.
You have no
understanding of what this month actually means.
So he was that house brother.
I mean, he was the one.
I'm just gonna say it.
He had bad allergies. He couldn't go out working a field.
He was that house brother.
He had to just come and go run and get water. Just go get some water, little Timmy. You go and get the water, Brent. Make sure it got ice in it.
Take the
master, and then get a pitcher of lemonade and take it around to the front.
Right.
You can't get in the field. The allergies.
So, Metro in the Morning. Make sure you check out our website at onegrandermedia.com. When we come back from the break, we got my man Will Roberson from Ski Town.
I cannot wait to talk to Mr. Roberson.
Ski Town is in the building, in the house, whatever you want to call it. But this man right here has started a crazy, outstanding business. So he's the owner of Shoreline Staffing.
Yes.
And I think that is an awesome business.
We'll get into it. We're going to figure out exactly what Shoreline Staffing is about. What Mr. Roberson, what Will and his team are doing, what the goals are, and we're going to put y'all on to some game today. That's what we're going to do. It's coming up. This is Metro in the Morning. Call your mama, call your friend. Lock it in. Rock with us this morning. It's Metro in the Morning on onegrandermedia.com. Hey, welcome back to Metro in the Morning. Jay Blaze, DJ Metro. I just want to say real quick that Eddie Kane Jr. is and will always be the baddest R&B singer ever. Eddie Kane Jr.
Did you see a little something this weekend? Or I mean, where that rap come
couple,
from?
It just popped in my head, man. Okay. Every couple of weeks, I do go back to Two Out of Five Heartbeats and play out a couple of scenes. Usually, it's at the break of dawn when I'm giving my little concerts in the morning on a Saturday or a Sunday. Mm. I got to wake the whole house up.
Okay.
I'm just going down memory lane. But okay. Eddie Kane Jr., nights like this, I wish... Raindrops.
So hold on, wait. So I have a buddy, right? Carlos Collins, right?
Uh-huh.
Right here in G-Rap. He swears up and down that Alexander O'Neal is the greatest R&B singer alive. Do you hear me?
Well, I mean, you know, some people just speak to the soul a little bit different, and then that's who you rock with, you know? It is what it is.
Yeah, it's all good. Alex is he's a force, actually. Yeah. I love his music, but mm-hmm. Anyway, Metro in the Morning, we have Will Roberson in the building, and he's the owner of Shoreline Staffing.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, Will?
What's up, man? What's up?
He's like laid back. What's up, man?
Welcome to the program. I can't even say it. Welcome to the morning show, sir.
Thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Give us a little bit of intro about yourself.
Oh, man. I got a long history,
He
man.
Said a long
history. Where you want me to start?
just a little bit of background about yourself. Where you from and, you know, things like that.
Okay. I'm from Muskegon, Michigan, on the west side of the state. Been there most of my life. Was in the Air Force, man, for 6 years. Went to Desert Storm, that type of thing, and came back home, man. Other than that, I've been in Muskegon. Odd jobs here and there. Finally settled with the state of Michigan as a caseworker with DHS. Did that for 12 years, man. That's
right. So tell us a little bit about that that job right there, because I'm actually trying to go somewhere with that. So mm-hmm. with that job, what type of experience did you have with dealing with people and you know, clients, if you will? Caseloads
before that or during that?
During that, yeah.
Okay. Yep. I'm helping the community, man. I mean, lights off, gas off, need food, Medicaid, that type of thing, man. Helping people, man, at their lowest, man, you know, so they appreciate that.
Okay. So you've kind of been like a you've kind of been instrumental in, like you said, assisting people when they're need things, and whether it be utilities or rental assistance and things of that nature. So at one point, you know, I understand that people were contacting you looking for people to fill positions.
For sure. For sure. That kind of planted the seed, man, for Shoreline Staffing. Unofficially, people call and be like, "Will, I got 10 spots, man. I can't find nobody. You know anybody looking for work?" Like, I know a lot of brothers need to be working, bro. So let me make some calls and I'll get back with you. So I kind of did that, man. I did it a few times, man. Every time they needed people and the staff and the agency they were working with, couldn't fill those spots. They called Will, man. I'm doing it for free, not knowing the bag they was getting for doing that type of work, man. And yeah, they was getting me. But my main concern was helping my people get jobs, man. So I really wasn't tripping on it.
Okay. So when did you have a thought to turn what you were doing for free into a business?
Somebody else planted that seed. I wasn't even thinking about it. So he kind of said, you know, people get paid good money for that. So I was like, yeah, do they? You know, so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he planted the seed, man. He said, like, you know, what you're doing, you can make a good living doing it. And I was like, I'm not interested. I was comfortable. I was content with my little job with the state, doing my eight for the state on a daily basis. So I was cool with that. Then I got tired of doing it. So so I started researching his thought, his idea. And I was like, oh, wait a minute now. He may be on to something.
Mm-hmm.
So I dug in a little further, man. Did about 7-8 months of research. I think, yeah, I could definitely secure the bag with this one.
Okay.
So let's do it.
So we talk about securing the bag.
Yes, sir.
When you talk about securing the bag, basically, you're stepping out, right?
Absolutely.
You're stepping out into, I mean, you're on your own. When you talk about securing the bag, we're not talking about going to work in a 9-to-5. We're mm-hmm. talking about you going out and getting that. What was the mindset over that 7 months for you to kind of prepare and get to a point where you said, okay, let's go?
first thing I had to do was get the wife on board.
Right?
You can't leave no secure job, man. You working for the government, man. You got crazy benefits.
Yep.
So first of all, I had to get the missus on board, man, and let her know, like, this is what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, I got your back. You know, so let's do it. So I thought about that, thought about my legacy, my grandkids. And I was going to work till I was 65 for somebody else, man. And they, you know, breaking me off a little something every once in a while, which I thought was a decent income, man. But, I mean, if they're giving me this, I mean, what else in the bag? You know what I'm saying?
Right, so right,
let me,
right.
Let me be the one giving people something out the bag instead of taking out the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Shoreline Staffing. Now, when did you open up that business?
March 9th, 2020.
Okay. That was what, 4 days before we shut down? I know the date because I remember and I called it May 3rd or March 13th. We were at home. I remember that. So, yeah. So, you started like right before the madness.
In the middle of the pandemic. I'm saying, I didn't quit my job. And now, God, what are you trying to tell me, man?
Right. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, man. Yep, yep. But like I said, I prepared for it, man. We stacked those few months. So I wasn't expecting to really make no money in the beginning anyway. So I wasn't tripping on it. I was like, it's going to be a few months before I see a bag, any income from this. So I was prepared for it financially. Okay. But mentally, I was like, I probably shouldn't have did that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But,
I could see that.
Yeah, yeah. But I kept the faith, man, and held on, man. I knew eventually it'd turn around, and it did.
Okay. It did. Wow. So if you're listening to this and you got an idea, and I mean, Will started his business at the beginning of the pandemic, and like it's still here. But the thing is, you started and you're forced to stop just because circumstances or situations pop up or obstacles arise. Doesn't mean that you have to put down your dream. Stick with it. Keep rocking with it. Keep pushing. And, you know, it could open up. But you got to get past that obstacle. And coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk to Will more about some of the things that he came up against and how he got over that hump. And you know, we I told y'all, we putting y'all on this morning. So hang out with us. This is Metro in the Morning. Jay Blaze, DJ Metro, with Shoreline Staffing's owner, Will Robeson from Muskegon. Rock with us.
All right, Metro in the Morning. Right before the break, we were talking to Will regarding his jump into starting his business in the beginning stages of the pandemic.
Right at the beginning.
Right at the beginning.
Right at the start.
So give us a little breakdown of once you started that and then you had to shut down. What kind of thought process went through your brain?
It was crazy, man. It, you know, at first I was like, whoa, you know. But, you know, after thinking about it, considering, I said I prepared for it, and I went out on faith, so I'm going to lean on that faith, man. And I had a good team, man. I had a brother, man, Ira Williams, man, came to work for free, bro, for free, because I couldn't pay him. You know what I'm saying? Every dime I had to hold on to, try to build and invest in this business and, you know, pay bills at home, because those were still coming in. Mm-hmm. Even though the pandemic was going, it still was rolling in. So he came in, worked for me, man, for free, man. So we opened back up probably about the middle of June. We signed our first contract with a company at the middle of June, Boys and Girls Club, which was huge. That's a major organization. Mm-hmm. So we signed that, man. But we didn't see that check, man, for another 30, 35, 40 days. Mm-hmm. So we still grinding, man. So after we signed that, come late June, July, floodgates open, man, in the middle of the pandemic. And God started blessing this thing, man. And woo, it's been going, rolling ever since.
So in the middle of a pandemic, at the beginning of the pandemic, you opened your business, staffing company, Shoreline Staffing, had to shut down. A couple months into it, things turn around.
Yes, sir.
And you said the floodgates open. So where's Shoreline Staffing now as a staffing agency?
Still in its infancy. We're still young. Mm-hmm. But we're growing. We probably got about 15, 16 companies we're working with right now.
Okay.
Mostly essential. I mean, food. I mean, bread. You know, that type of thing. They got to still work.
Yeah.
So the automotive was kind of slow, but that's starting to pick up. Mm-hmm. So I said we got that first check in July. Since July, and I usually don't talk money, but we're talking about a business, man.
Right.
Money is the gauge for success, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did 1.3, bro, in 6 months.
Ooh.
6 months, in the middle of a pandemic.
In the middle of a pandemic, 1.3 million.
Wow.
In six months. In a pandemic.
Who does that?
Will Shoreline Staffing.
Exactly.
Shoreline Staffing. Right.
But you know what the great thing about that is that there was a need in the community.
Absolutely. Mm.
And mm. Will saw an opportunity to fill that need, you know. Yeah. And that is the best time to actually start any type of business, when there's a need. Mm-hmm. And if you can fill that need,
supply and demand. That's business 1-on-1.
Now, with your staffing company, a few months into it, you approximately have about how many people in your organization that we're working for you?
Permanent employees in the office?
Yes, sir.
Four full-time employees, man. Mm-hmm. It started with just one full-time and a part-time. Now I'm employing four people with very good livable salaries, man.
Okay.
And that's the proudest thing about everything. Not just the ones in the office, but the community in general, man. They received it. I mean, they was leaving other agencies coming to me. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
That's a brother. for one thing. And two things. And the second thing is that the benefits we give, man, we do stuff that other agencies ain't going to do. And they're not going to do it because they don't care about the community. Okay. I'm from Muskegon. I'm born and raised. My family there. My friends there. So I care. So we do things like transportation, 50%. You can go anywhere we place you. Highland, Grand Haven, wherever you go, you can do that for $25 a week. Payroll deducted. Nothing out your pocket up front.
Oh.
Daycare, we're doing 30% of the hourly rate. So our goal is to remove obstacles, man, that's keeping people from going to work. And from being a caseworker, I knew what those obstacles were. Right, I seen them every day.
Yeah,
so I knew what it was going to take to move them obstacles, and the organizations I could partner with to help do that. Eventually, probably, because right now it's coming out of my pocket. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? That's coming straight off my bottom line, man. No grants, none of that. None of that. But let me say this, though. I wasn't going to do it like this. I was going to be a staffing agency, like everybody else, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I got a sister, man. I ain't going to say her name. She probably won't be saying that. But she works at HR. She's an HR director or manager or something along those lines. I got ready to do it. I told her, sis, I'm about to do this. You know, she said, okay, that's good, man. I'm proud. I'm happy for you. I said, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So her next question was, how are you going to be different? There's a thousand agencies out there. What's going to separate you from them? I didn't have an answer. I never answered. So I had to push pause and run this thing back, man. So I was going to open up in February, I thought. But after she said that, I had to think about it. I was like, wait, I'm not different. I'm doing the exact same thing they're doing.
Right.
And then that's where the community give back came about, man. I went back to the table like, okay, we're going to do it like this. And shout out to you, sis.
Man. Wow. That's awesome. I mean, just the benefits alone separates you totally. As you stated, you know, you're doing a percentage on the daycare, a percentage on the transportation.
That C&E, fill a need goes deep, doesn't it?
Mm.
It goes deep.
Absolutely. Mm.
It's not just about providing a wage. It's about providing a stable family situation for your workers.
Absolutely.
So if you need help with transportation or if you need help with daycare, whatever it is, we'll help you.
Absolutely.
You got to do your part, we'll do our part.
Absolutely.
And I think that is huge, because there's so many people that just need just a little bit more.
Absolutely.
Just a little bit more to get up and get on their feet and take off into the sunset. So shout out to you and Shoreline Staffing for making sure that Muskegon is being taken care of the way that you're doing it. I love it, man.
Thanks, bro. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, man.
Now, how do people find you? I know you're still in your infancy. But have you put on, is it just through newspapers, is it website? Have you had, meetings where, you know, they have, an outlet to where you're set up, you know, vendor booth or what have you?
A couple of things came to my mind when you said that. we have a website. I mean, shorelinestaffing.com. We're on social media, Shoreline Staffing, Instagram, Shoreline Staffing. So the word is out. Now it's pretty much word of mouth, man. It's really carrying us right now, for real, because... Mm-hmm. Bro, we probably got close to 1,000 people in our system looking for work.
Mm, yeah, wow.
So now the task is to go out and get some more companies
right,
to put these people to work, man.
Okay. Yeah.
But when you say that, I just told you everything that we're doing, right? Social media, I mean, not social media. The media outlets have not said anything. They didn't come to us. Thank you for what you're doing. Can we get an interview? None of that, man. And it's out there. People know. People know. I'm a member of the chamber, so people know what I'm doing.
Okay.
But they have not reached out once, man. Not once. That media.
So what you're saying is the first opportunity that you've had to talk about Shoreline Staffing publicly is right here on Grander Media.
Right here, right now, tonight. Thank you. Just to get the word out, man. Just so people know what we're doing.
Love
it. Know we're here. another thing I want to talk about, though, man, is about this, bro. We felony friendly for sure. Every company I work with, I make sure you're going to accept some felons because my people got felonies. I mean, okay. I'm sorry.
Yep.
You know, they made mistakes. They made bad choices, but they shouldn't have to be persecuted twice. You know what I'm saying? Right, they did their time. So you come home and I can't get a job because I got that felony.
Yeah.
So it's a brother, man. He did 28 years total. He did 15, came home for about 3-4 months. Got locked back up and did another 13. 28 total years out of his life, man. I think he was like 52, I think, somewhere up in there. Couldn't find a job. It'd been everywhere in Muskegon looking for a job. So he came to us. He's like, man, my mama told me to come up here. My expectations are low, man. I've been getting shot down, and I really ain't got the energy. I told that brother, looking down his face, I'm going to get you a job, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get you a job. So I got him in the company. Now he is a lead man in that company, hired in, making a good wage. Just came to the office last week to thank me again for changing his life, man. It's crazy.
Wow.
Oh, if man. I don't help nobody else, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
good. Right.
Good. That one did it.
Oh, wow. That's impactful.
You guys, y'all are making some moves in Muskegon.
Changing lives, man.
Changing lives.
Showing your brothers a better way. You don't got to shake the bag to get a bag.
Right. I mean, I think that's in the climate that we live in right now. I think that's what it's about. You reach one, you teach one, you step out, you help out, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
We're outside of the time where we got to sit back and wait.
It's
no more about waiting.
Nope.
You stand up, you step out, and you execute. And off of your execution and your strategy and your planning, then. Yeah, you put yourself in a position to be able to help out somebody else continuously.
For sure.
It's all about community, and that's what Grander is about. So I love when we bring people in the studio or on the show, and they're community-driven and community-impact-oriented and are actually impacting the community in the ways that you are and some of the other people that we've talked to are actually impacting. So once again, and I'm going to say it probably 4 or 5 more times this morning, shout out to Shoreline Staffing. Check them out. ShorelineStaffing.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, coming up, more with Will Robeson, the owner of Shoreline Staffing. This is a staffing agency, black-owned staffing agency in Muskegon. We'll talk more with the owner, Will Robeson, coming up. This is Jay Blaze and DJ Metro on Metro in the Morning on OneGranderMedia.com.
Metro in the Morning, back again. Hanging out with Jay Blaze.
What up?
Will Robeson,
what's going on, man?
I'm just gonna call him the entrepreneur of the year right now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I received that.
Man, so you went from working from DHS to starting your own business. So what was the final thing or final straw, if you will, that made you want to leave DHS?
Okay.
Get into this entrepreneur thing.
Yeah. So, like I said, I was researching it. I researched the business for 6-7 months, man. And I was still hemming and hawing, like, should I do it? Should I not? Should I leave my cushy job, my cushy office job? And I kept on like, not right now. So I come up for a promotion for a supervisor. I applied for a promotion. Then nobody nominated me. Of course, they didn't do that. So I applied for the position. It came down to me and another cat. A Caucasian cat. I'm going to just put it out there. It came down to that. We both go for the job, man. And of course, I didn't get it, clearly. So that was like a slap in the face to me, man, because I had put in a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
10, 12 years, man, doing that, man, being faithful, good numbers. Never had any bad numbers. Always on top of my game, right? So not only did I not get this promotion, they made that cat my supervisor.
Wow. And ooh. Now. Now, how much time did he have versus what you had?
I don't know, but it was less.
Okay, it was definitely less.
Well,
okay.
10, 12 years.
Yeah, man. So I was in position, man. Now, okay, I'm going to say he wasn't qualified at all. I'm not going to say that.
You're qualified.
It just wasn't more qualified.
Yeah,
right. So, and you're talking about DHS, where most of the people that come in that office look like me, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? So so when they file a complaint against one of them caseworkers that don't look like me.
You get them.
The top dude, the dude they go to the complain to, look like the other person, you know what I'm saying? So there was no brothers. It was only just one black. It was one black chick that was a supervisor. No brothers, period. I don't know if that's ever been the case in Muskegon County. I don't know. It could be, but I just don't know. The time I was there wasn't one, you know? So it just, with the supervisors, and administration did not look like the people they were serving.
Right.
You know, so if nothing else, I should have gotten on that.
Right.
On top of being qualified, like, we probably should get his brother a chance. Nope.
Yeah, isn't that
I'm going to make that cat your supervisor.
Right.
You know, you don't get the job, and he's your supervisor.
That's like training the trainee, and then they...
But you know what? When you train the trainee, and the trainee ends up getting put over you, and you have an opportunity to leave, and you go out, and you're able to do what you've done in such a short amount of time, and I'm specifically speaking to the $1.3 million that you mentioned a little bit ago. Hey, say less. Nothing else needs to be said.
God's time is impeccable.
There it is. There it is.
For sure.
Y'all didn't want to put me up. Okay. Yep, there's something else out here, and we're good. So.
You don't want to give me the opportunity. I'm going to create my own. How
there
about
it
that?
Is. Right. There it is.
And for my people that y'all over there dogging. Mm. How right. about that?
Now, yeah. now, you mentioned earlier that you had to get your wife on board, so I'm sure she's definitely supportive now. And how's the rest of the family supporting you with your adventure here?
Everybody's been great, man. They trust me. You know, they believe in me, so they support my dream, man. And anything I need them to do, like my daughter interning right now, she coming up there 12 hours a week, you know. Mm-hmm. So she learned the business low key. She don't realize that. Yeah. She thinks she's getting a credit. Yeah, you're getting a credit,
right?
But you also getting game. You know what I'm saying? So she don't realize it, man. But my family's been great. And on top of the support, man, I didn't plant the entrepreneurial seed in all of them, because right now, all of them are doing something. On their own, on top of their job. So they all starting their own business right now. LLCs, logos, the whole nine, man. Mm-hmm. So hey, it's been great, bro.
Wow. That's crazy. But you know, the thing that blows me away, because I, you know, spoke with you earlier, is that none of the media outlets have reached out to you.
Zero.
Which is crazy to me. I mean,
well, let me take that back. WZZM came to me for some marketing.
Okay.
Of course. Of course.
They wanted me to pay them like $1,500, $2,500, something like that a month. You know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, they weren't interested in my story, though.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, huh. So we got you right here at Grander Media.
Yes.
So we're also going to get you in Grander Magazine here shortly. So we'll get your word out print-wise, internet-wise, audio, radio-wise.
We letting them know.
Appreciate it.
That
and
is...
I'm sure they're going to come in, but then it's going to be too late. Now I'm a big time you. Nah, mm-hmm. I'm straight.
You say I'm straight now. Yeah. Oh, wow. That's pretty interesting. But, you know, you're doing a great job serving the community and giving the community an outlet to where they can come and find employment.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, and you spoke to me earlier about your coverage. You know, you're covering Grand Haven, you're covering Muskegon. Any other places you're covering?
The way we set up, man, way business set up now, man, everything's online, video conferences and all that stuff. We can pretty much go anywhere in the world, man. We right now negotiating with a company in Rhode Island. Man.
Okay.
In Rhode Island to get some employment over there. So I'm going to try to get people from Muskegon. If they want to relocate, that's cool. Uh-oh. But I can also pull people from that area, man. So reach out, I can touch them wherever they're at.
Hey.
Mind-boggling, right?
Internet is a beautiful thing,
right?
For sure. Made the world a lot smaller.
Oh my goodness!
Okay, that's crazy. I mean, that's awesome. I'm still blown away. And I talked to this man last week sometime, and I'm still just kind of blown away at the whole deal as far as the staffing agency. Yeah. And you know, he kind of broke it down to me, and I'm still blown away. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's such a great concept.
Yeah.
You know, and you're doing it, you know, of course you're an entrepreneur, so you're doing it for your livelihood and things of that, but you're actually helping the community.
That's the biggest thing, man. Yeah. That's the biggest thing. Because, I mean, I understand the correlation between lack of opportunity and crime. You know, brother, back against the wall, man, I ain't no opportunities. I got to eat. My family got to eat. So I'm from the same street, so I can relate, bro. I mean, so I'm never going to hold it against you, man. I'm never going to knock another man hustle, man. But we trying to give them all the opportunities, man, so they don't have to pick up their bag and look over their shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's so awesome because, as you stated, like being against your back against the wall, that's when most of the times that crime and things of those natures come into play.
For sure.
You know, when you have creative. No outlet, you know, you need some bread on the table.
No doubt.
You know, so.
No doubt.
Wow. Keep it locked right here, Metro in the Morning. We're hanging out with Will Roberson, the owner of Shoreline Staffing. Shoreline Staffing.
Check him out at shorelinestaffing.com.
Keep it locked right here, Metro in the Morning.
Yep. Welcome back to Metro in the Morning. Jay Blaze, DJ Metro, hanging out with... Shoreline Staffing's owner, Will Roberson, and Man, the things that you have brought to the Muskegon community in terms of shoreline staffing, the opportunities that you've brought to shoreline community. We were just talking about it off air. I don't even know. There's no reason. There's no excuse.
Zero.
No excuse. Zero. And what I mean is shoreline staffing is basically removing all the obstacles that anybody might have in terms of working. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
What are you guys doing to make things as simple as possible for somebody that needs a job and maybe has a family and maybe they don't have transportation, or they do, but it may not be the best form of transportation? Mm-hmm. What are you guys doing to kind of offset that?
Yeah, we're removing those obstacles, man. Transportation, anywhere that we place at, $25 a week. It's payroll deducted. You don't got to go in your pocket. So you ride this week. We know you ain't getting no check the next week. It's already paid. Mm. Daycare, we paying 30% of that hourly rate. We paying the whole money up front. So we deducting. So you don't have to say, I can't go to get to work today because I don't have a babysitter. It's already paid. Jeez. Just got to go to work. I had so many conversations when I was at DHS, and I think that's why God placed me there, to get the knowledge and the plug from these organizations or whatever that I may want to utilize later, which I'm not right now because that's coming off my bottom line. I'm going to say that again. I'm going in my pocket, bro. I'm going to tell you, just to put a number on it, man, in transportation at our peak before Christmas and all everything slowed down during that time, but my peak was doing $1,200 a week in transportation, out my pocket, like off my bottom line. 1200, man, almost five. That's five grand geez. A month, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming off my bottom line, $60,000 a year, no grants, none of that, man. So I had a whole bunch of conversations. I was saying when I was at DHS with cats, like, man, why don't you just go get a job? Man, come and get these little food stamps, man. The nickel and dime. You don't want to go for that. I can't, man. I got a felony. So what I did, make sure these companies are felony friendly. I can't go to work, man. I ain't got no transportation. What I did was provide transportation. Mm-hmm. I can't get to work. I ain't got nobody to watch my kids. I pay part of your daycare. Remove that obstacle. So right now, there's no excuse for you not to work. Just tell me you don't want to work, bro. Just say, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
at this point, let's be real. Be like, okay, well, I'm just playing. I don't want to work, man. I ain't looking for no job. Say that, because there's no excuse for nobody not to work right now. And I wish that more people would take advantage of it. They know we got it, but they're not utilizing like our thought or our plan or hope they would. So it's there. It's there for them to use.
Now, when it comes to childcare, let's kind of explain how that works a little bit, because I know my son is he'll be 18 next month. I remember the childcare thing with him, and we had some issues just finding people that we trusted and that we felt comfortable with leaving him and his sister with. Mm-hmm. How does that work with you guys? Do y'all have people that you're sending your employees to, how does that work?
Nah, we're not pushing them to anybody specific, man. They can use whatever daycare provider they want to use, anybody they're comfortable with. And that brings my mind to the thought that eventually Shoreline Staff is going to have Shoreline Daycare.
Yeah.
Shoreline Staff is going to have Shoreline Transportation. Oh. So we're going to be all inclusive, man. But right now, we're going to utilize some other brothers, man, out there, what they doing, right way transportation, man, right transportation.
Shout out to Right Way.
For sure. We're going to use them because he's already out there getting his money. So I'm going to support him. I ain't going to nobody else. And whatever, daycare, people drop off cards, flyers all the time. So I tell them this, you know, you can go to her, you can have a conversation, but I'm not saying go to her.
Right.
And you'll go wherever you feel comfortable with. And I'm still going to pay that $1.80 that you know, towards your daycare.
So it's basically if my cousin has a daycare situation and she's got all her paperwork, documentation in order, she's legit. Mm-hmm. That's who I decide to take my baby to. You pay 30% of that.
For sure. And I'm glad you said legit, because we're not just going to go, you know, pookie on the corner.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Make sure they're legit, because I don't want to put you in, something happened with your child, and I don't want that on my conscience.
Right.
So you make sure everybody got the meaning that you go to, got their paperwork in order.
Yes.
And, you know, and you trust them. I mean, it's hard to drop your baby off to somebody, man. Make sure it's somebody you trust. Mm-hmm. And Shoreline's going to pay 30% of that hourly rate, man. So you can afford it, make it affordable.
So, like Will said, they are removing at Shoreline Staffing the major obstacles that we face in terms of finding jobs, right? If it's too far, or if my car, I got a bad tire, I haven't been able to work, so I can't replace this tire. Well, don't worry about the car. Don't worry about the tire. We'll pay for you to get to your job, right? And it's paid up front. So you're not going to have to worry about calling off because the tire's flat today and you need an extra hour, we'll get you there. And when you get your money coming in, you take care of that car.
For sure.
So first and foremost, the focus is going to be getting you that job, putting you in a position to be able to make it on time and get hired in and just do the whole thing that you need to do when you're working and not having any excuses, the baby or none of that. So you're taking all of that out, which...
Removing obstacles, man.
Removing obstacles.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah, that and if you're going to do it, that's the way to do it right, man. There. So, and you mentioned transportation, you know, maybe shortly coming along, Shoreline Transportation, Shoreline Daycare. So that's real ambitious and great. Is there anything that's in your foreseeable future, in your thought process of expanding with Shoreline? Are you looking for other Shoreline staffing agencies outside of Muskegon?
That's all. That's definitely in the plans, man. In the plans, in the immediate future, man. We're gonna do Shoreline Medical. That's gonna be a whole another entity all on its own, man. On website, on company under the Shoreline umbrella, but it's Shoreline Medical, man. All medical professions, man. From CNAs to doctors, man. We're gonna do that.
I don't know if you caught it, but I got my. If you ain't never seen me, I got locks, so I'm trying to. They all over the place. I'm fixing my head a little bit. And when he said Shoreline Medical, I did the stank face, and Doug saw it.
I was crying.
He seen the stank face come up, like ooh.
So Shoreline Medical. Oh my goodness, that is gonna be huge.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Especially in West Michigan.
That's a huge demand for medical, man, from CNAs, man, doctors, dietary aides, housekeeping, anything in the medical profession, man, we gonna strive for.
Wow.
Yeah. I might have some information for you off air once you I just drop something on you.
Okay. Come on with that. Come on with that.
Yeah.
Oh, that that's awesome. It's Shoreline. This is your decade. Let me say it like that.
Man.
You know, this is your decade. I mean, to start off in the middle of, at the beginning
called
of a pandemic,
for a time like this.
Yeah, and you survived in a major way,
man.
And just to have those goals and aspirations to expand to support the community is awesome. You know, but Shoreline Medical, that's crazy. That's great, man.
Yeah, man. The deeper I get into this thing, man, the more opportunity I see, man. And we're just going to chase it down, man. And, you know, do our due diligence, man. Make sure our people working. Mm-hmm. New branches. I'm going to need people in those offices, man. It's crazy, man. It's crazy.
If you're going to expand.
If you're going to do it.
And it seems like that's what's on your brain, is to expand the brand and to support the communities. Man, I mean, I'm just stunned and how to say it, flabbergasted, if you will.
Flabbergasted.
Flabbergasted. He's flabbergasted. Man, you should do it in your voice, bro.
He's flabbergasted.
There you go.
Flabbergasted. Oh, my God. I mean, I'm just, that's so cool. It's awesome, man.
In the time that, and I keep saying this, I say this, I always speak to what's going on. And the things that we deal with, because it speaks to the difficulties of the day-to-day life that we have. And coming out of what we just came out of, a situation where we was locked in our homes for 3 months,
wow.
Trying to figure out work, trying to figure out bills, trying to figure out if we're going to get put out. And this is for anybody that has to deal with that, trying to figure out mortgages, trying to figure out car payments. Everything is on hold. And you launched a business that it popped, it flew. In the middle of a pandemic. So for me, the thing that I pick up off of that is, and I mentioned this earlier, hold on to whatever thoughts and ideas that you have, execute, plan, strategize, all of that. But once it's time to take that step and don't look back.
Yeah, because if I'm correct, 7 months of planning? Is that right? Something like that?
About 7 months. And about 3 of those months, I was like, should I do this?
Not really sure.
Yeah, but the deeper I got, man, I said, like, okay, Yeah, I can definitely do this, man. And something else I want to add that we do that other agencies don't do. And people tell me I'm crazy, man. But if I can make a good living and take care of my people, man, without being greedy, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. Most companies, if you want to get hired in early, so say the contract for 90 days, you can't hire me before 90 days. You hire me before that 90-day mark, they going to tax you. I'm talking about 10-15% of that annual salary, right? Mm. You know what I mean? So I got a policy. It's 45 days, first of all. If you hire them within that 45-day window, all I want is 1 week salary. So whatever they're making, let's say that's $700. Give me $700, man. You know what I'm saying? For that week. You know, you can ride them off for the 45 if you want to and don't pay anything after that. Right. You know, no fees. So the goal is to remove obstacles. I'm not trying to become an obstacle. You know what I'm saying? I'm moving stuff out the way. I'm going to get in place of that obstacle. I mean, you know, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to get out the way too. So the goal is to get them permanent employment, man. So that's the ultimate goal. Get them on permanently. Just, you fly now, bro. You know what I'm saying? I got you on. Now you run with it.
Keep it locked right here. Bet you in the morning. Will Roberson, Shoreline Staffing, dropping gems, dropping knowledge on how changing he started his business.
Changing the game
at the beginning of a pandemic.
Changed the game. Looking out for the people, for our people.
Metro in the morning, hanging out with Jay Blaze.
Yeah.
He said, yeah.
It's early.
Will Roberson hanging out with us, giving us some great information regarding Shoreline Staffing.
Shoreline Staffing.
Woo.
ShorelineStaffing.com. Check that out.
For sure. So, Will, any parting words to the audience? Tell us your social handles, your website, things of that nature, and what they can expect from Shoreline in the future.
Okay. First of all, man, let me shout out my team, man, because I promise you I couldn't be here without them. Ariel Cotton. I said her name wrong, but everybody be like, Ariel. No, it's Ariel. Ariel Cotton, man. Little Adesha Miles, Anique Sane, and Ira Williams, man. I would not be sitting here without them. I don't proclaim to have all the answers. We go in that thing to the war room and battle it out, man, and come out with some answers, man. So shout out to them, man, for sure, off top. I couldn't do it without them. But yeah, man, support. I need y'all to come out and support that thing, man. I mean, the community's been real, been good to me, man. So ShorelineStaffing.com, Shoreline Staffing on Instagram, it's Shoreline Staffing on all the platforms, man. Just get with us, man. We're trying to get y'all employed, man. I'm out here trying to get some more jobs for y'all. Yeah, man, we trying to take this thing to the next level. We changing the staffing. And people say, y'all, are you afraid to put it out there, what you're doing and how you're doing it? Nah, I'm not afraid. Manpower's not going to do this. Forge ain't going to do this. You know why? Because they don't care about the community, man. They're not going to hit their pocket to help our people. It's not going to happen.
Yep.
I'm not worried about them stealing. And if they do and we benefit, God bless. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still winning. So, yeah, I'm not concerned about that at all, man. So, we just want to take this thing to the next level, man. The deeper I get, man, like I said, the more opportunities I see popping up, and we're going to chase them all down. Mm-hmm. We ain't leaving nothing on the table. We want them all. We coming for them 40 acres of the mule that we didn't get.
Going to get it. Give it to me.
Give it to me, so I'm going to take it. Yeah, man. So, just get with us, man. Support it, man. Keep on. I said the community's been great thus far anyway, man. So, you know, big whispers. You know, there's going to be haters in every situation, man. Mm-hmm. We ain't going to worry about that. We ain't going to give it no energy. Matter of fact, scratch it, I ain't even say it. The community's been great, man. Yeah. So we just want to keep that thing moving, man.
So physical location, what's you guys' address if somebody wants to just swing by, fill out an application, and just come to your spot and handle everything right then and there? Where are you guys located?
We're located on Sheffield, 3036 Sheffield, Suite C in Northern Shores. We're right behind, everybody from Muskegon gonna recognize this. We're right behind Mr. Scribbs on Henry Street and Enterprise Rental Car, man. We're right behind them, in fact. So you know where we at. Used to be the Mouse House. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Come see us, man. Phone number 231-375-5619, man.
231-375-5619. All right. If you're in Muskegon, Grand Rapids, wherever. Now,
Rhode Island.
Okay, yeah. If you're looking for work, Shoreline Staffing is a place that you need to call. ShorelineStaffing.com, Shoreline Staffing on Instagram, Facebook, across the social media platforms. Just gave you the number. We'll have that posted on our Facebook site as well as onegrandermedia.com. So if you need that information, it's going to be readily available for you. Hey, we've been rocking with Will Roberson this morning, the owner of Shoreline Staffing, a staffing agency that's really changing the game in Muskegon, taking care of the community. taking care of the community, making sure that there are no obstacles in the way for people to get to work and make money to provide for their family. So, my man, thanks for hanging out with us this morning. I just wish y'all the best. I will continue to watch, and I'm just waiting to see y'all continue to do what we talked about and just do what you do, man. I love what you're doing, so y'all keep it up.
Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Metro of the Morning. Check us out, onegrandermedia.com. We do this every morning right here on onegrandermedia.com. This is Metro in the Morning with Jay Blaze, DJ Metro, and this morning's guest, Will Roberson from Shoreline Staffing.
Peace.